The Message of the First Advent, January 4. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." As Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching and healing, multitudes flocked to him from the cities and villages. Many came even from Judea and the adjoining provinces. Often he was obliged to hide himself from the people. The enthusiasm ran so high that it was necessary to take precautions lest the Roman authorities should be aroused to fear an insurrection. Never before had there been such a period as this for the world. Heaven was brought down to men. Hungering and thirsting souls that had waited long for the redemption of Israel now feasted upon the grace of a merciful Savior. The gospel message, as given by the Savior himself, was based on the prophecies. The time which he declared to be fulfilled was the period made known by the angel Gabriel to Daniel. "Know therefore and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, 69 weeks, or 483 years. The commandment to restore and build Jerusalem, as completed by the decree of Artaxerxes Longimanus, c. margin, went into effect in the autumn of 457 BC. From this time 483 years extend to the autumn of AD 27. According to the prophecy, this period was to reach to the Messiah, the Anointed One. In AD 27, Jesus at his baptism received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and soon afterward began his ministry. Then the message was proclaimed, "The time is fulfilled." The time of Christ's coming, his anointing by the Holy Spirit, his death, and the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles, were definitely pointed out. The Spirit of Christ which was in them testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow. As the message of Christ's first advent announced the kingdom of his grace, so the message of his second advent announces the kingdom of his glory.